I'm sure we have all heard quotes like this. It's always too early to quit. That's by Norman Vincent Peale. Or you have, you're never a loser until you quit trying, by Mike Ditka. Or you have, a lot of people quit looking for work as soon as they find a job. That's by Zig Ziglar. Success seems to be connected with action. Successful people keep moving. They make mistakes, but they don't quit. That's by Conrad Hilton. You can go to Google, ChatGPT, OpenAI, Bing, all the places, and look for quotes on quitting. But the fact of the matter is, even when we are trying to be encouraged, if we're in a dark place, trying to be encouraged with our business because our marketing isn't working, the clients aren't coming in, but things just don't seem to be happening, sometimes you have to take the hard look at the situation and say, maybe this just isn't for me. Now, that's not something that people like to hear, and that's not something that people want to talk about, but I want to talk about it today on the Focal Points podcast. This is Focal Points, hosted by Dori Howell and brought to you courtesy of Enphoto. Let's go ahead and get started. Woo, we're going to get into it today. We are going to talk about quitting photography. What does that mean? Now, you can go into any professional Facebook group about photography, right? And you will see post after post after post, especially if it's a group geared towards marketing and promoting and building and scaling a business, you know, all the great terms that we use, building a better business, build the business of your dreams, all those types of things. And you can see post after post after post of photographers laying their hearts out on the line saying, I have tried everything and I cannot get any clients in the door. I am frustrated. No one wants what I'm selling. We're oversaturated in our area. I've been doing this for several years. I can't get my foot in the door with my community. I don't know what the problem is. I just want to quit. We've all heard those posts or read those posts, right? We've all seen those. And inevitably, the good people in that Facebook group will rally together and say, no, don't quit. Have you tried this? Have you tried this? Have you tried this? Have you tried this? What about in-person marketing? What about email marketing? What about social media marketing? What about going and doing a trunk or treat? What about holiday fairs? What about mini sessions? All these different things. You're trying to rally around that person and say, no, don't quit. No one likes a quitter, right? But sometimes you have to look at the situation and say, I don't want to do this anymore. I'm tired. I just want to put my camera down. But what is that going to mean? Right? What is that going to mean to my clients? What is that going to mean to my family? What is that going to mean to my finances? And most importantly, what are people going to think of me if I do this? If I just say enough is enough? And the fact of the matter is that we always worry so much more about what people think about us than what they're really thinking about us, right? People don't care. They care about their circumstances and how what you do impacts them. But if it's just all about you, people don't always care that much. You're not going to, really, they don't. As much as we would like to think we're important and we're at the forefront of their mind, most of us, that's not the case. But when it comes to closing a business, you do have to consider some of these external things that impact you, like your current client base, like your family, like your finances, like your mental health. All those things coming together when it comes to closing a business, it's hard, or even just walking away from a business. I walked away from a very big business, and that's probably how many of you know me. As listeners, I walked away from a pretty big public business in our industry three years ago. In fact, it's 3 years ago. When this airs, it'll be 3 years in 1 month. And things had been deteriorating behind the scenes for quite a while, and a drastic decision needed to be made. And it came down to someone needed to leave. And was it going to be me or was it going to be someone else? And I just said, you know what? I'm going to do it. I'm going to be brave. I'm going to step out and I'm going to leave. And I'm going to leave my big, giant Facebook group of 60,000 people. I'm going to leave my recurring income of a membership site. I'm going to leave my employees. I'm going to leave the brand name. I'm going to drop everything behind and I'm going to walk away. What was I walking into? I don't know what I was walking into, but I knew I couldn't stay where I was at. I mean, I could not stay where I was at. Things had gotten so bad behind the scenes that it was toxic for everyone involved and someone needed to leave. And I was the one who made that decision to leave. Now, things happen, and reflecting back on that decision, I'm not placing blame on that toxic situation really on anybody. It just played out. It was the pandemic. Everybody had lost their minds a little bit. Things were not working, and it was just a hard situation, and a drastic decision needed to be made for my mental health to be able to leave. And so that's what I did. But when it comes to closing your business or leaving a business, there are so many things that go into it that we need to consider. And I said earlier, you know, when you think you've tried everything, and I coach a lot of photographers who come to me kind of as a last resort saying, I've been doing this for so long, I cannot get traction in my industry. And we go through all the marketing things. And here's the thing about marketing. Some people are really, really wired to jump into it and to try all the different things and put themselves out there no matter what. And then there are some people who are just like, yeah, that's not authentic to me. I don't want to do email lists. I don't want to do in-person networking. I don't want to do this because it's so uncomfortable for me. And so inauthentic for me to try and approach people in that way, I don't see myself doing that. And at that point in time, sometimes we have to have the hard conversation and say, okay, well, you've done all the things you're comfortable doing and you refuse to do the things that you're uncomfortable doing. So if you're only going to do what you're comfortable doing, you're going to see the same results because you've done all those things. And so, yeah, you can't get a foothold. So then I have a real great way to have a conversation of say, I don't think you want to quit yet, but I do think you have to consider whether you are willing and capable to step outside of your comfort zone and try a few of these other things to see if we can get your business off the ground. It is shocking to me how many people come to me for help, but they don't want to do the work. Anything that I ask them to do that makes them a little bit uncomfortable, they won't do. And then they kind of get frustrated because they're paying for coaching and they're not getting any results, but they're not doing what I told them to do. So they're not going to get any results. It's kind of like this circle, right? And I get caught in the middle of it. But anyway, when it comes to building your business, the only people that are really, really going to be very, very successful photographers, and I believe this and I will take it to the bank, are the people who are really willing to get uncomfortable in their market, in their community, and put themselves out there aggressively to find clients. No longer can you just sit on the side, have a website and a Facebook page and ask your friends to refer you to people. That will get you maybe a nice weekend business, which we talked about earlier on the podcast a few episodes back about being like that weekend warrior, which is awesome if that fits into it. But if you really want this to be full-time, you are going to have to get uncomfortable. You are going to have to do the things that you don't want to do, and you're really going to have to put yourself out there. All right. So there's a lot of people who don't want to do this, and I see them spinning their wheels, and then it gets to that Facebook post that I talked about. I've tried everything. But they really haven't, but that's what they believe, and that's okay. I've tried everything. I just don't think this is worth it anymore. And the bottom line is if you really believe that you've tried everything in your business, then yeah, you've probably tried everything. You've tried everything that you really want to do. And I totally understand that, right? But when it comes to the decision of actually closing down your business, there are certain things that you need to consider. Have you exhausted all your strategies? If you really need to make this work, have you really, really exhausted all your strategies? Is it still fulfilling for you when it comes to doing the type of photography that you want to do? Is it financially viable? Can you realistically, in your area, in your marketplace, make the kind of money that you need to make to run a business and support a family with photography? That's the kicker right there. Because a lot of people, the answer to that is probably no. That's just the hard truth. And nobody, especially people out there selling you courses and plans and strategies and all that type of stuff, of course they're never going to say that. But I'll say it and say that for many, many people in your market, for you to be able to charge what you need to charge and work the type of schedule that you want to work and specialize in the type of photography that you want to specialize in, you seriously may not be in a market that will support it. And looking at all the factors that go with that is something that is so very, very important. But also running a core business, and when we're talking about being financially viable, running a core business costs money. Just having it open for business, your website, your cell phone, your camera fees, your lab fees, all those things, legal fees, your LLC, all those different things, the taxes, they all cost money. So you have to look at this and say, is this financially viable for me to continue? The numbers don't lie. Creatives are notorious for not wanting to know their numbers. But if you don't, the thing about the numbers is the numbers are not like the only measurement of success, but there's something that can be measured and weighed and you can see them. They're not based on emotions. They're just numbers. They're not good or bad. They just are, right? So what do the numbers say about your business and about continuing it? And what does your financial situation say about continuing a business that for years has not given you a profit and you now need to look at putting a kid through college, or you want to go on vacation, or you really are creeping up in age and you're like, I haven't saved anything for retirement yet. And this photography business, the way it is now, is not going to make that happen. So there's legal obligations and that type of thing. And this is what I always say when someone comes to me and say, I really don't think this is worth it anymore. I've hired you as a last resort. We go through a checklist and I say, okay, how is this working? How is this working? How is this working? How is this working? How long have you been doing this? How long have you been spinning your wheels? And when we're all said and done with it, then I say, how do you feel about all this? How do you feel about running a photography business? Do you even want to do this anymore? And you know, that question is so interesting because a lot of times I'll get tears on the other side. Because not only is it a numbers game when running a business, but because it's a creative business and when we're putting our heart into it, it is almost like a death when we realize we may not even want to do it anymore. And that was kind of the realization that I had with that business venture. I just didn't want to do it anymore. But I knew that I was going to have to walk away and it was going to be almost like a death. I had to grieve a death in my life. Granted, it wasn't a living person, but I had to grieve everything with that. And it took about a year. I'm going to be honest, that process took about a year for me to grieve, not think about it a lot, and be able to move on. So all of those factors, you have to be able to have a really frank discussion with yourself and say, is this working? And is it going to work as I move forward? And sometimes the answer is just no. But we put off being honest with ourselves when it comes to that because we're scared of the implications of what that means if we say, no, I don't want to do this anymore. I talked about the sense of grief, right? And also the biggest part of this is our self-identity and our self-worth. We are photographers. We wear that badge proudly. We are the capturer of memories. We are the stoppers of time. It's a very powerful position to be in, to have people trust you enough to step in front of your camera and do your magic with it. So what do we do if we give that title up? Who are we? What does that mean about our identity? And the fact of the matter is you were a photographer, but that wasn't the only part of you. But separating that out can be painful, and many people don't want to do it. You always want to be a photographer, right? And listen, just because you closed your business doesn't mean you can't be a photographer. Everyone's a photographer. So be a photographer. You just don't have to do it as a business if you don't feel like it anymore. But also, we have these emotional ramifications of closing a business. We feel guilty because, especially if we have employees or customers that we feel like we might be letting them down, we can be uncertain about our future. What do I do next? Do I need to go get another job? Do I need to take some time off? Do I need to pursue another passion? What are my options here? Looking at your options can cause a lot of anxiety for people because that uncertainty can be really, really, really scary. It can be scary. But there's some good things about doing this and making the decision when it comes to your self-worth and your self-value and what you believe in your identity. When you step away, you might feel guilty. You might feel scared. You might have anxiety. You might have senses of grief and loss of identity. But also on the other side, you might breathe a big, huge sigh of relief. And that's how I felt. I felt relief because the business wasn't doing well. It was a huge burden on my shoulders. And to take that burden off and just give it back and say, I don't want to do this anymore. It was huge. The relief was incredible. I learned so much about myself in the process. I grew as a person, as in knowledge, in my business knowledge of being able to go through that. I also learned that I'm more resilient than I think and that I usually find hope in all situations. But I also realized that it was okay that sometimes I needed help and I needed to talk about it with more than just my spouse or a friend. I needed to work it through with a coach. And that's what I did. I worked it through with a coach, someone who could empathize with what I was going through, but also help me work out my perspectives of saying, okay, this was real in this situation. And this is what just I perceived in the situation. And being able to work those things out and change my perspective was very, very helpful. The emotional toll of stepping away of something like this can be very heavy. And by the time you're able to give it up and give to someone else to deal with, or no one else to deal with, you just want to give it up and you can breathe that sigh of relief and you can, you know, I'm shrugging my shoulders right now. It can be so, so wonderful. But how do you tell people you're going to give up? Now, I shouldn't say give up. How do you tell people that you're not going to do this for money anymore? Or you're not going to take any further clients. You're going to technically close your business. How do you tell them? Well, let's talk about it after this ad from Enphoto. This isn't going to surprise you. I love Enphoto, and they have so many beautiful products that I can offer my clients. One thing that they released 2 years ago were their 3x3 accordion albums that you could get in many different album covers with different embossing. I like the suede cover with a little simple embossing to give to my clients as thank yous. I don't sell these. I offer them as thank yous. But what they did this year, which I love so, so much, is they announced 2 new sizes of these accordion albums. You can get them in 5x5 and now 4.5x5 inch sizes. And the way that I picture looking at these, granted, they are pocket portfolios for your clients to share their sessions, which is beautiful, but these can be great, incredible pocket portfolios for you to carry around so that you have, at a moment's notice, a lightweight, easy way to show off your portfolio to people who might be interested, people that you run into in the coffee shop line, the grocery store, or at a family gathering, and they want to know what you do. You can pull these out and show them to you and show them your beautiful images in print. It's all about printing, and especially the 4.5x5 inch portrait sized mini album. I'm going to be ordering several of those. So you haven't checked these out yet. You really need to. I promise you, you won't be disappointed. Head over to enphoto.com and check those out today. All right, so you've come to the decision that you want to close your business. And as I've said, you know, as a photographer, here's the deal. I say I don't do newborns, but yes, I do a newborn every once in a while when people call me and they'll pay me enough. I say I don't do certain things. And if I wanted to close my business, so to speak, I would still have my camera. I would still have all my gear. I probably wouldn't sell it. And guess what? If a session opportunity came, I would probably take it. And that's the attitude that I would have with my customers and my email list of saying, hey, I'm here if you need me, but I'm not taking any new clients and I'm not going to be devoting as much time to this business entity as I did before. So how do you announce this without feeling like a failure and without looking like you're a loser, because that's kind of what we're going to feel at this point in time when we have to put this new message out into the world. And I've seen it done positively and very, very well, and I've seen it done really, really bad. This is what you do not want to do, is you don't want to say something that sounds like this or could be interpreted like this. I have to close my business and go get a job because none of my friends would hire me and I don't have enough business. So I'm closing my doors on my photography business. See ya, peace out. Like, you would be shocked how many messages I have seen like this in email and on social media. And I just shake my head. I'm like, oh, that is not the way to do it. You want to be positive. You can share your future plans. You want to make sure that people know that maybe if you're open to your email list contacting you for sessions, that maybe you put that out in an email. Maybe you put a note on your website. You just don't delete the URL, but maybe you put a note on your website and you can refer people to other photographers in your industry as a courtesy. Or you can say, please contact me for occasional events or occasional sessions if you want to keep that door open, which you absolutely can. Like I said, I'm not going to be selling my gear anytime soon. I'll take a one-off session. Why not? Well, actually, I'll take all of the sessions because I'm not closed, but that's how I would do it. And you have to be very careful about your message. So if you're putting something out on social media, don't just put it out in a rush. Take some time, sleep on it, maybe get some opinions. Maybe you have a friend who's in PR or that type of thing who can help you craft something. You can go to ChatGPT and see how they would word it, get some ideas for wording. But you need to think carefully about what you want to say. And the reason for you closing can go beyond just financial or operational challenges, because that's usually not why a lot of small businesses close. It's because the person is overwhelmed emotionally and they just don't want to do it anymore. They're not being rewarded anymore and they don't know how to solve a problem. Solving problems is easy, but they can take a lot of work. So there's people that don't want to do that, and that's fine. I talked about those earlier in the podcast today. When you're putting out your message, you want to emphasize the positive. Highlight the successes that you've had in your business. Highlight how much you loved your clients, highlight how much you loved what you did and the memories that you were able to preserve for people. But be honest and transparent at the same time and say, you know, the reason that I'm closing my business is this isn't working for me financially, or it's better for my family for a scheduling perspective if I go out get a regular 9-to-5 job. Whatever you put in there, emphasize the positive, avoid negative language, be honest and transparent, and be grateful to the clients who supported you this far in your journey. It is very rare that people stay in the same industry and do the same job, especially creatives, I want to say, for more than a decade or two. Many of us have many different interests, and those interests can be money-making opportunities at certain points in time. I've owned a voice studio. I've sold insurance. I've done photography. I've directed a choir. All of those things were money-making opportunities and all held an interest for me at some point in time. But I didn't want to run a voice studio forever. I didn't want to sell insurance forever. My life changed. My interest changed. And so what I chose to do with my time and how I choose to earn my living changed. And that's totally okay. So when you're mentioning and you're saying kind of your goodbye and you're putting it on your website and you're putting it out on social, you can be really transparent about those things. You know, my life has changed. My interests have changed. And if you craft it in a positive way, people are still going to be rooting for you. I have a really good friend of mine who went from being a very major, major Instagram coach, and now he has a stationery store. He's still an entrepreneur. He's still pursuing business just in a different way. And people are still supporting him just as much in his stationery store as they did as an online coach. He still has the positive energy and all those types of things. So you can do this successfully, not lose your entire follower base, because people want to follow people who are positive and exciting, right? So think about that when you're crafting your message. Now, there are a lot of reasons why you might decide to close your business. It might be for financial challenges. It might be because your market changed and you can't get a foothold. It might be because of personal reasons, health issues. I had to take a break in my business because we were hit with COVID and my mom had died. Both of those together justified me taking a break from my business, but you compound those together. And it wasn't the fact that my mom passed away. It's the fact that I was basically her last year of dealing with cancer needed a lot of my time. And so the year before COVID, I had to basically not take as many sessions. And then COVID hit and I realized I didn't want to do the type of sessions that I was doing. So I just kind of laid low for a while. And COVID kind of prompted some of those hard discussions that I had with myself of where I wanted my business to go. So there are many reasons that you can decide, I just don't want to do this anymore. And it doesn't have to be anything as dramatic as a family member getting cancer. It can be something like, this just isn't filling me up anymore. And that's okay. But you can also, your business can also need to close because you're just burned out. You don't have a way to, say you're older, you don't have a way to pass it on to a family member or anything like that. And photography businesses are notoriously hard to sell. You can sell the equipment, but the actual name of the photography business is hard to sell. So you don't have a succession plan in mind. You know, economics do play a part in our businesses. So if there's a severe recession, that's going to impact some businesses, and global events will impact it as well. Like when we had the hurricane in Texas, that impacted a lot of people's businesses. So all of those things can be factors when it comes to saying, I'm done. I don't want to do it anymore. And I'm the first one to say that it is okay. If you don't want to run your business anymore, and you're just tired and you want to set the camera down and you want to go work for someone else, you haven't failed. Don't feel guilty. Don't feel like you've disappointed anyone. Move forward with confidence in the fact that you learned some really, really, really great lessons about owning a business that are going to help you in so many other areas. And guess what? Your camera will still be there waiting for you. So if you ever want to pick up a session here or there, or do a wedding or whatever it is, you can still do it. But this time you're doing it for money and for the love of it. And that's like the best situation ever. But if you've lost your desire to have your business, or you've had any of these external things come down on you and you're just deciding, I can't do this anymore, it is okay. Now, I know this topic is not usually what you're used to hearing here on the Focal Points podcast, because I like to keep things bright and cheery and positive. But the fact of the matter is, especially in a new year, there are a lot of times where this is the time when people are soul searching and they're really looking at the situation. And so many times we are fed lies by others who have ulterior motives to keep us in business than just looking at the situation, putting it down on paper and just being real, this is not working. I need to step away. And it's like that in life. So many times the hardest part is just making that decision. Once you make that decision, you feel all the relief and everything on the other side. But the process of getting to making that decision is the hardest thing. So hopefully, if you are in this position, I've given you some food for thought. If you need any help, any support, please feel free to reach out. I'm available on Instagram at @TheDoriHowell. I try and answer all my DMs there. You can also reach out through the contact form on my website, dorihowell.com, and just go to the for photographers section down at the bottom, and you can find some ways to connect there. Thank you so much for listening to the Focal Points podcast. No matter where you are in your business, just know that I am your biggest cheerleader and am rooting for your success. I would love to connect. Thank you so much. We will see you next time. Thank you for joining us today. Don't forget to head over to the show notes page at blog.enphoto.com/podcast. That's blog.enphoto.com/podcast. Get the download for this program and link to a wonderful, wonderful 75% off special for your first sample order from Enphoto. You don't want to miss it.